Well, hello, stranger. Not who you were expecting. Me? Well, I'm your demon helm, or me? Judging by the blank expression, yeah, that doesn't explain much. You walk into your boss's office, see a strange woman you've never met, and she puts that out there. Probably just some elaborate prank, right? Well, they do say seeing is believing. How's that? Horns, fangs, black eyes, red-tinted skin, down to the spaded tail. More believable now? I can tell you're frightened and confused, so I'll elaborate. You ever heard of a fairy godmother? Of course you have, sorry. Well, I'm like that, but less of a goody two-shoes. I offer the unique service of magical assistance in your day-to-day life and accomplishing your life goals. You see, actual fairy godmothers are a little rare and prudish like you wouldn't believe, so I saw a market's corner. I mean, my demonic powers are as strong as their fairy bullshit, and I'll do anything you want with them, without trying to get you to do the right thing. I will, for all intents and purposes, be your live-in servant, maid, mommy, and genie with unlimited wishes, and no moral scruples. You can think of me as your kinky demon secretary who can alter reality on a whim. Oh, and of course, as a former succubus, yes, I am on the menu. So with the shock subsiding, I guess you're more than a little interested? This is the opportunity of your lifetime. I'll provide you comfort, advice, magical assistance, and a shoulder to cry on. Every wish you ever had come true. All that smooth jazz for a prize. One immortal soul transferred from your ownership to mine. Yes, that means when you die, which under my watch won't happen for a long time, by the way, you'll belong to me. I'd say body and soul, but at that point it'd just be soul. No, baby, are you sure you wouldn't want to spend eternity with me? I'm hurt. Do you think I wouldn't take good care of you? When you get flung down to join me from those pearly gates, it won't be fire and brimstone. It'll be you returning the favor for all the help I'll be giving you until the day you die. It'll be a... what's the word? That's it, a consort! You'll be my consort. But you're skipping to the end! And you know what they say about the destination and all. It's about the journey. Between then and now, everything you've ever wanted. Dream job? Done. Long-time crush returning your feelings? Done. Fixing all those personal problems, your confidence, not knowing what to say. How about the body you always wanted but could never make out? Celebrity, wealth, skill in any craft you can think of, and success to boot. And that's not even touching on the pleasures of flesh I could grant you. What do you say? Do you want everything? At the meager price of keeping me entertained when you're done? Attaboy. I knew I picked my first customer well. Oh yeah, first. Your desires are like a magnet for my kind. You're a lighthouse and we're moths. You're a real prime real estate for me to try this new model of trading souls. The whole... demon stepmommy play on fairy godmother is all me. I came out with it last week. Now, we need to sign our agreement. Oh, you silly, adorable little thing. I'm not a pen and paper kind of girl. Besides, I've been watching you long enough to see that handwriting of yours. No, demons sign our agreements indeed. And with the stuff I'm going to end up doing for you, there's only one appropriate deed. What are we gonna do? Oh, Oh, you little moral cinnamon bun. Oh, you're going to fuck me on your boss's desk. Oh, I'm deadly serious. Whole reason I dressed in this business getup. You get so pent up around that overpaid bimbo, it's starting to affect your pallor. I figured we could stick it to her. You could release some overdue tension, and I could act all professional. By pouring her office and dressing up in that slutty, smart, casual style. Plus, what man could resist a pencil skirt, a trim, tight blazer, and a shirt about to fire buttons across the room? It certainly helped grab your attention. Oh, and of course the glasses, because it's the small things that count. And you should see what I have on underneath. Oh, your boss? She's somewhere. Oh, relax, I just put her away for a bit. She was hardly going to let me use her office for this. I'll let her out after we're done. Now, you've got a soul to sell. You know, these skirts really don't leave a lot of room to breathe. So taking one off is always a relief. Especially when it gives someone like you such a good opportunity to squeeze and grab these fat red cheeks. Oh, giving me orders already? Before I even have to say yes. But all right. You can get the rear view. Oh, been a while since I let a mortal fill me up. I forget how eager you guys are. I just let your fingers sink in. I think that constant threat of running out of time makes you so much more desperate. Like you need to make the best of every inch of skin. And every minute of warmth. And I'm as warm as it gets. As soft as you can imagine. Oh, let me lean over so you can get a better look. Oh, even when you're groping me, you're always so tender. Come on, don't be shy. My ass is already red. See if you can leave a real handprint. Oh, damn boy, you hit like a girl. Oh, that's more like it. Oh, come on. Make your demon mommy really feel it. Oh, that's good shit. Oh, mommy loves her pain. Now, harder. Oh, yeah. Oh, I faked right. You're a good little mortal, and this is going to be a good lifetime. Here, a paddle for my boy. I'll give mommy a real good spanking. I want to feel it on the tip of my tail. I've been such a bad girl. I've been such a bad demon. I felt my butt all clench up on that one. Oh. This is fun and all, but you're not coming across like a mommy right now. I'm coming across like the taint your soul wants me to. Wait, I didn't say stop. Keep spanking, morsel. Non-committal sadist. That's what we call guys like you. Means you've always thought it'd be really fun to make a girl cry, but you never got around to it. it's why I picked you. A lot of fantasies floating around in that noggin of yours, but you're so scared to act on them. It's like you've been waiting on someone's permission. Okay. I'm starting to think this was a really good idea. Drop the paddle and drop your pants. I think it's time you add a little ink to our agreement. You do you. I'll handle these undies. Down in the hot place, we don't pull panties down. Especially not on a special occasion. And another set of lingerie consigned to the history books. Oh, sweetie, there's always more lace to go around. Don't be bummed out. No. Pick a hole. Oh, and his mouth drops. What? Never had a demon invite you to go splitsies on both ends before? If you can't make up your mind, I could give you 2 dicks and 4 balls and we can go for both. Oh, and now he gets cold feet. Okay, then vanilla spice, let's stick with 1 for now. Lube. Honey, I'm a demon. I decide how my form works. That ass is a lubed up fuckhole just waiting to suck you in. I'm going to love every second that you're in there, no matter what. So get to jamming. ass man. I figured. A little more difficult to pick out, but I can't complain. Don't just stand there twitching, sweetie. Get moving. I know how good I am, but oh, yeah. Oh, it feels even better once you start moving. Oh, feel the roll with you. Oh, the way your demon mommy's pipe punches you as you move up. At your base and at your head. I've had so much fucking practice. I've fucking know what your dick wants back there. The little pressures, the feeling you want on those veins. Oh, yeah, press down on that piss pipe and drag your skin. demon girls do it best, sweetie. No. You're gonna have a long list of people you're gonna wanna do. With my help, I don't know whether you'll go the brainwashing route. Oh, if you just want ends and shit, I'm gonna ruin all of them for you. Because nobody is as fucking tight as me. And nobody is gonna wanna do all the crazy sweat shit swimming in that degraded, indecent, unholy, demon-loving mind of yours. Oh, come on. Deeper. Deeper. Yes, yes. Pull my tail. I wanna feel like you're yanking on my spine. You don't know what it's like. Someone sends fucking lightning bolts through my body every time you pull it. Just as fucking innocuous come leather. Just pull and fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm cut. Okay. Contract signed. Your souls are mine. No. No, you won't feel any different. Like I said, it's still in you. It'll just be mine when you die. But that was a good start. I have a feeling you haven't really met someone until they've clenched up around your dick and milked you dry, right? Or vice versa. I don't discriminate. But this is good. Oh, you can stay in there as long as you want. I know it's warm in my tight asshole. There's a part of you that just wants to stick around until you get hard again, and then come again, and again, and again, just load after load into demon guns. Why, I bet you're tempted to... Oh. Honestly, I was more just flatting, but I'm game. I live to serve, after all. At least for the foreseeable future. That was the deal. If my new master wants to keep fucking his succulite, I am all too happy to oblige. Oh, that explains it. Other hole. You know, most people start with a cunt, and then they go... anal. I guess it's something to do with build-up, or treating themselves. Oh, I would know. It's my specialty. No. Come in.
Fuck me. Fuck me, human boy. I want him. Demon mommy needs him. Want me to grant your wishes? Want me to get you all that shit you want? It's already official. Just tell me how much you want it. You know, one of the first things guys ask for when they start wishing is they want a better dick. Less curve, bigger, different shape. But I want you to keep this one. It's really fucking good. I fucking like it. Judge me. I'm a succubus. And all my dicks, and this is a good one. Fuck. No, you're gonna have to hold that bullshit with me when you put her in bed. How much do you actually get off, huh? Ejection tea. Okay, got it, boss. No more talking. Just keep running like that. I know it's good. I love it. You're fucking great. Best mortal. Best fucking master I could have picked. Tell her, fuck. Fuck, I love your fucking human dick. Fuck. Good night. Yeah. Good night, dear. Wish for a big glow. You heard me. I want to make it have fuss. I want it to be fun. Wish for it. That's what I'm here for. Yay. Yay! I grant your wish. You're gonna blow the biggest, fattest load in my everyone's ever seen in about 10 seconds. It's gonna feel real good. Just try not to pass out on me. You wanna count down? Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two,
Yeah, we do sync up pretty well. Mine has something to do with me owning your soul. I don't know about you, but I feel pretty sticky on the inside. How about you wish for the rest of the day off? Paid, of course. We hit your place, get a shower. Okay, sounds like a plan, big guy. I'll pull your boss out of that pocket dimension. Da-da. You know what? Just meet me there. You can lie on top of me for a bit longer, though. I really don't mind.